I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys, before we get started, I just want to let you know about my tour date. September 16th through the 18th, I'll be in Phoenix. September 30th through October 2nd, I'm in Indy at Helium. I'll be out on the road doing some dates with Tom Segura right now, October 8th and 9th in Vegas. I am headlining the Brea Improv on October 28th. All right, we are adding more dates. Also want to let you know ringtones of My Laugh are now available. You can go to iTunes, search my name, scroll down to ringtones, and get them there, or you can go to my website. All right, tickets for all my shows and information for the ringtones can be found on ryansickler.com. This episode of The Honeydew is brought to you by Stamps.com, freshly manscaped and purple. More on that later. Let's get into the dew.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to The Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Nightpants Studios. I am Ryan Sickler, Ryan Sickler on all social media, ryansickler.com. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you got to have more dew, subscribe to the Patreon community. It's $5 a month. There's no tiers, no nothing. You get the full show, an hour long, usually I do, with y'all. And we're hearing some wild shit out there, all right? So if you or anyone you know has that story, it's got to be heard. Please submit it to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com, and hopefully we'll get to do a story for you. Hit up that merch store. Keep supporting those Nightpants Nation. We're going to get some live shows going when this shit gets back to normal, do a Nightpants Nation tour. I'll wear Nightpants. You wear Nightpants. You don't have them, come out. We'll buy some fucking Nightpants. Sell the shit out of some Nightpants with you guys. Build up the nation. All right. You know, we record here at the Santa Monica Music Center. So we're working on a podcast right now with ADA, Outreach Through the Arts, the at-risk youth kids I've been telling you about, with the Santa Monica Police Department. They got a badass little podcast we're building here. Can't wait to get that out there for them. And I just love promoting it every week. So that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching these kids how to do a podcast, and they are crushing it right now. All right. If you're new to the show here, welcome. What we do over here is we highlight the lowlights. It's a beautiful shit show. We are shining light on that darkness. And these are the stories behind the storytellers. And today's storyteller, I'm very excited to finally get on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Kinane, y'all. Welcome to the Honeydew,
What's
brother.
What's up, man? We already were starting. I'm like, just roll. Just roll,
That's
man.
That's all you've been saying the whole time.
I'm pent up. I got a year.
So excited to have you here.
I got a year of dumb shit going on.
Before we get into it, plug everything, please.
Plug
social
everything.
Media, podcasts, just books, albums, whatever.
Kyle Kinane on the internet. I got a podcast called The Boogie Monster. It was supposed to be about ghosts, but it's not anymore. It's just Me and my buddy Dave. I don't know. People are like, you don't talk about Bigfoot anymore. How many episodes do you need about Bigfoot? He's fucking, maybe he's real. And then that's it. And then we just talk about food. But, you know, Kyle Kinane, and then you find me and I'll tell you about the stuff.
All right.
I don't feel good. Shame. We're talking about shame. I feel shameful plugging stuff.
I hear you on that. You said earlier you have a buffet of shame you could go
yeah,
through.
I don't have any like deep dives. I was watching the clips of the show to get ready. I'm like,
there's no getting ready for
dude,
that.
You don't need me on this show, man. Like, I don't even know some of the people, but I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's a comedian, but it's not like I know every comedian. Let's click on whoever this is. Like, and then when I was 8 years old, my veins collapsed from heroin use. Like, what the fuck, yeah. Dude? What? When I was 8, I was heartbroken because my friend didn't want to play pretend spaceship in the yard anymore. And you had people out there like sucking dick to pay for food for their younger siblings. I'm like, why am I on the show? I don't deserve to be on the show. This is for much more outlandish stories than mine.
Listen, okay. Thank you for the greatest fucking promo of the show we've had right there, because we're cutting that.
I got nothing on these sons of bitches. I got nothing on them. But I thought I did. I look at my stand-up. I'm like, ooh, man, Kinane really puts it out there. Oh, we really appreciate his honesty.
When I read your list, I was like, I'll talk to him when he gets there. I'll talk to him when he gets there.
One time a girl made me sad. I almost didn't do stand-up no more.
Well, thank you for being here. You make me feel good, dude. So let's talk about it.
I knew one guy who died, but he was like a friend, but not a close friend. I'm like, I don't want to exploit that. It was sad, but not like the worst
thing.
Well,
I'll let you talk about whatever you want to talk about, but I can ask you questions, or we can do both. Because start with where you're from and what just growing up was like for you. Let's just start there, because I don't know. Where are you originally from?
I'm from a town called Addison, Illinois.
Okay.
Which is like 20 miles west of Chicago. And grew up. And, not honeydew material, just two parents who were loving.
And they were together the whole time?
Yeah, they were together the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, like, as a comedian, you can tell people try and drum, but, you know, my dad was laid off.
Laid off, yeah. That's the worst.
But then he got another job, and so it actually kind of worked out.
Wait, you were going to do an hour about your
dad's
layoff?
I didn't even notice. You know, my parents didn't raise me materialistic, so I didn't really notice. I was up playing with dirt. I didn't care about toys. But, yeah, I grew up there, and probably for too long, stayed there till I was 20, lived at home till I was 26.
Why?
Because probably my mom is overbearing. And this is the thing, too. They're both still alive and watch all this shit. So I still am like
– yeah, you got to be careful what you say.
Say sure, nice
respectful
things. Because, yeah, I still
but
love
truthful
them. They're great. But every time I was like –
were you in college, like community college?
College, yeah. I was in three
like
colleges. Went to college for 7.5 years because I never had any opposing force. I never had a reason to become an adult.
I see.
I went to a community college, and I was a good student. I was like honor student, smart, not quite the very top of the class,
that's
but up
me
there.
3.0, B, straight Bs.
Oh, no, I was like way up there.
Oh, sorry, you're better.
I was way up there. Yeah. I didn't mean
to compare myself.
Intellectually,
I
let's say yeah. Okay.
See?
Intellectually,
you honey-dewed me, bro.
Yeah. Intellectually, we'll say yeah. 28 on the ACTs. That should have been at least a partial ride.
Did you ever take
school
the SATs?
I never did SATs.
Man, I'm telling you, I scored horribly on the. I did it twice too. I think I got. I'm trying to find it. If anyone out there does know, I would love a link to dig up my old SAT scores. I've been looking. I really think I got an 870 the first time, or an 880, and then the next time I got an 890. It was 10 more points, and I was like, fuck this shit.
What do they go to? I don't even know what they go to.
I mean, you 1,000, I feel like you get 800 for signing your fucking name on the thing. You
oh,
know
really?
What I mean? Yeah, I was not stellar at a test taker at all.
Because we had like, yeah, ours were like the Iowa standard testing. It was a joke, like Iowa standard testing. Then you go to Iowa, and you're like, this shouldn't be where we base standardized tests off of. And then we had ACTs, which apparently nobody else knows what those are.
No, we had those. You could take one or the other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could take SATs or – and they were scored differently, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like 31, I think, was the highest. And I got a 28.
Damn.
And again, I feel now that we're talking, I do feel bad. I think my mom really tried her best to line me up for success somehow.
But why are you not leaving? Why are you not leaving?
Because
you're comfortable at home? Are you paying rent? Are
no,
you kicking in?
Well, I was going to say, first off, the ACT, she made me take a prep course for it. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why I got a high score as I did. But then I stayed there and I was like, I was having fun, man. Like, I was one of those people that was raised that you're like, it's like a very 40-year-old virgin type thing where you're so respectful of women, you're scared of them. So unless a woman more or less is like, if a woman was like, I'm going to fuck you, you're never going to have sex. Which is what happened when I was 21 years old and I lost my virginity to a stripper.
Did you?
Yeah, and she put her finger, the longest one, up my ass. And so there's a story. That's a thing.
That's nothing
compared to what else has been on the show.
You don't even know that because this finger up the ass might be the literal tipping point for some shit we dig into later.
She was tall.
All right, hold on. Let's go back. Because
creature hands.
Are you at a strip club in town? Like a is this a
Let's
local strip club you're frequenting?
Let's lead
Please.
Up to it.
I love foreplay.
So I want to answer your other question. So I think my mom had gotten me like to that point, like, you respect women. So I just never dated. Like nobody ever dated. Everybody was like friends. And my sister is 2 years younger than me. And like her group of friends and our group of friends, everybody was pals. And then everybody didn't want to fuck it up with trying to hook up. Maybe there was something in the water in Addison that made kids less horny. I don't know. But there was no teen pregnancy. Nobody's trying to hump. And I don't know if it's like Catholic guilt, but usually Catholicism would like pressurize kids to go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But we all kind of like were pretty respectful of each other. At least that was my impression of it. If somebody else has a different story, I didn't hear it. And then, yeah, we were just like – I had a band. I was playing punk bands and my mom would let us –
What did you play?
I played guitar.
Okay.
I played drums too. I attempted these things. But again, you know, it's punk rock. It's not like skill. But then we practiced at my folks' basement. And that's I feel bad because I know I've done jokes about these things in the past. So I don't want to just like throw punchlines at you. But it really was like – I'm trying to be punk rock, like, fucking, yeah, I got to get a tattoo. I got a tattoo at 18. I lost my virginity at 21. I had tattoos by then. And I'm like, I'm a rebel. And then my mom's like, I'm making chili dip for everybody. It's like, fuck, no, don't. Don't stop making chili dip. It's not punk rock, but also we need the basement on Tuesdays and Thursdays because we got a show coming up.
I'll move Bridge to Wednesdays.
Yeah, yeah. So bingo nights were Thursdays, so it was good. My dad worked midnights, and so he was out of the house by 7 p.m., and so it was fine. And then she'd get mad. Like, they drank all the Pepsi. I'm like, stop letting them have the Pepsi. Don't put Pepsi in the house. Let them have all the Pepsi. Then yell at me. Yell at them. They're the one drinking it. Because the whole party, like, everybody would hang out at the house, and she loved
it. You were that house?
Yeah, it was that house. Yeah. But it was like, it was still pretty responsible. It wasn't like some sort of derelict house. It was like my mom hung out. My mom loved company and loved...
Yeah, it was kid. It was a kid-friendly house.
Yeah, yeah, but this was kids and then until early 20s. And it was, you know, people drank inside. My mom smokes, so people could smoke cigarettes inside. Weed was outside. She knew what was going on, but just not in front of her kind of thing. It never got really harder than that. There was like – we did have a big ecstasy phase, and that was weird. Because like to do ecstasy and try and be punk rock
– well, I remember house.
So, no. This is I just remember – no, because, like, punk rock's like, oh, you drink and fucking even weed. You're like, it's the hippie shit, man. You drink and fucking punk rock stuff. And then we all did ecstasy at a friend's house. And at first, I remember my buddy walking in, and we were, like had, like, a human centipede of back rubs going on.
Punk rock, just
wait, what was your name, your band name?
We were the Grand Marquis. And we tried to pluralize it. The Grand Marquis, because two of us drove Grand Marquis, the car, but we didn't know how to pluralize it because it was a French word that ended in S. So
the Grand Marquis.
Yeah, we just spelled it the Grand Marquis, and then people are like, you're the Grand Marquis. It's like, it's the Grand Marquis, but we pronounce it as a plural, and we just couldn't, we couldn't figure out how we wanted to spell it, so we never made merch. But yeah, my buddy walked in, we were just all neck rubbing, and he just went, what the fuck? And we're like, I guess this looks kind of weird. And then we were like just having this emotional bonding experience on ecstasy, and we were all like laying on like somebody's parents' deck, and all our chain wallets got stuck in the slats. We all tried to get up, but we were all stuck. We all had to undo our chain wallets to get off the deck. So stupid, man.
Never heard anything like that.
It's so dumb.
All of you.
And it's like, and like the next day, you're like, really
chained to the deck right now, guys. We'll be on back on stage in 5.
Like, man, don't tell anybody we're getting into ecstasy. Because even though it's the most loving drug, like, it makes you so appreciative, we're just so ashamed and we felt like we betrayed our punk rock roots by doing it.
Oh, that's great.
But so yeah, I was doing that, and I was playing music, and I was...
Now, are the other guys in the band dating, or are these all guys in your circle, too? Or Is anyone coming in? Everybody was all in the same crew.
And that's why it was fun, because we were friends. I think we had more fun at practice than we did booking shows.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, we got to move this stuff. We got to drag drums upstairs. It sucks. So... We did that. I went to community college for a year because I'm like, I don't want to leave. And I think early on I got set on this, like, this question, everything. Maybe it was punk rock, I mean, like the question how things are supposed to be, just with life in general, just seeing either, well, go to college. You go to college. Do you go to college?
Same, yeah.
Like
community college. I still went and got my degree. And to this day, the only reason I got it is because that's what I thought we were supposed to do. Like, I, right at this point, the way college is, I don't know how things are going to change. My daughter's 6. I don't think I would push her or to push her into college if she doesn't want to go. I don't know that it's the best choice these days.
Hopefully, there's not, some sort of reform.
Unless they change what they fucking teach you. Yeah, they're not, you're not getting real life in there. That too.
I right away, I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I'm 18, and you want me to pay. How much to sort it out?
Right, for a piece of paper?
Nah, man. I'm going to go to this community college, and everybody was having fun there. And it was the best time. And you did think you were still inching towards the goal. Yeah. College of DuPage. That was like – everybody had that rumor like they're going to make it 4-year school.
They say about every year.
Yeah, stick around. Nah, but this was like a big – like people traveled from out of the area to like – be on the sports teams for the community college. Yeah. Like, it was like a reputable school. But I did that for a year. I'm like, well, if this is how much fun community college is, I'm going to go to University of Illinois at Chicago. It's the only time I left home, and I didn't even make it a semester.
You went to the big university?
It was like a college, the University of Illinois, not the sports one, the one in Chicago. And I was there for 2 months, fucking got arrested.
Arrested?
Yeah.
For what?
Here we go, huh?
Wow.
For what?
How does anyone just glance through? Believe me, if I was sat here and taught that, but you ever been arrested? I would have definitely
questioned. Because it was. Don't watch Jason Ellis' interview and then think this is going to blow your mind.
Listen, there's only one Jason Ellis, dude.
Guys, like, I made a buttercup out of my ball sack and girls drank piss out of it. I'm like, I wouldn't tell that story. That story, I wouldn't. That's a story I wouldn't tell. I would like be like, nah, I'm going to, that one's.
I'm keeping
that. Put the fucking nails in the pine. And that's where that story's coming with me. Tuck that one in my fucking suit pocket when at my funeral. So, no, we got me and my buddy Greg, the dude who's in my band, that's who I was roommates with. And we just, it's so dumb. We just went, it was Halloween. And so all along the where people lived off campus wasn't a great area, but like there's Halloween parties. So it wasn't like college town type stuff, but it was still packed in apartments and brownstones and stuff. And so we were just bouncing around from Halloween to party.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We had a Halloween party. And I don't think we had costumes on. And we're bored, and we're just kind of following groups of people at parties. And eventually he's like, hey, man, we out of paper towels. I'm like, yeah. He's like, he just starts taking shit that we needed for the dorm room from these parties. Like, no high money items.
Yeah.
Like utensils and shit.
Some necessities.
Like mustard.
Mustard. He's stealing
yeah,
mustard.
Yeah. Just stuff like, we don't have relish. Take relish. Hot dog night. Take some relish. Look at this apartment. They can get new relish. They got mommy daddy relish. We don't have mommy daddy relish. You take that relish. So he's packing all this in, and all of a sudden, like, and I'm just egging him on. I'm like, go and buy some of this. And eventually he sees like a sombrero. So now he's got a sombrero on, coat filled with stuff, and we go to leave the party. And this girl goes, hey, that's my sombrero. A white girl claiming
sounds
the sombrero.
Like
and that's my sombrero. You can't take that. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Puts it down, and I just go, take something else. And there was like, you know how college apartments are decorated? Some thrift store mirror with like a sailboat print on it. But big. And he just looks at it and he goes, click, and takes it off the wall. I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. If the sombrero got you busted, there's no way we'll get out with this thing. And he's got it under his arm, and we get to the door.
You're walking through the party with this thing.
Yeah, and then the same – we're struggling with the door, and the same girl comes up. I'm like, here we go. She's like, sometimes it sticks. And she just opens the door for us and lets us out.
With her sombrero on.
Yeah.
You didn't even roll one of your R's, bitch. That's not your sombrero.
No, that's my sombrero. I don't think you can claim ownership, but I'm guessing you didn't buy this.
Sometimes it sticks but and lets you right out.
We ran down the stairs. I think it was off Loomis. Street, like west of the college, and ran down off Loomis Street, where also to this day a plaster sculpture of my penis is still somewhere in the dirt, and it also has a little Superman cape on it.
Is that right?
I'll tell that story next. I haven't talked to anybody in a year, but it's so fun to
take
do.
Your time. Okay.
So we run out, and we're just like, I'm like, man, I can't believe you stole that mirror. And right there, the cops were there to bust up the party. So their lights go on because I see people running. And, it's blue and red. So my buddy tosses the mirror and it breaks. I'm like, well, that's symbolic.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, man, I can't believe we're getting busted for stealing that mirror because we just hear freeze. And they were there to just break up parties. You know, neighbors called complaints on them stuff. But we got busted and the party got busted. So the whole party was getting, you know, led out of that building. Well, we're getting frisked on the cop car, and he's just got like napkins and plastic forks and shit just falling out of his coat and blowing down the street. And the cop's like, what the fuck is this? And so we went to jail. We went to the drunk tank for the night because the girl's like, yeah, him like had us arrested. And we thought it was cool because we're punk rock, like and, you know, you go to, like, jail and they take your shoelaces and your belt and everything. And we're, like, scratching our names in the bench.
Y'all want to do a massage?
Zippers.
You want to do a massage train?
I mean, I'm not on the pills for it, but I got to make friends in here. And we were lucky. We got our own cell. So we had, like,
nice.
And again, shit happened. But in the best scenario, because so it's, we're just, and we're still drunk. So we're like, ah, man, this is the street cred we need. Fuck that chili dip, mom. And now I'm in jail. Now this is going to make liner notes for the album if we ever get it out. And they let us out. So we kind of slept there. So we didn't get in the big drunk tank. And I'm sure at that, like, Chicago cops seeing two idiot college kids are just like, fucking fine. Like, we're not going to give you the worst we can give you. And so we wake up. They give us, like, the bologna sandwich, which is just horrible. And, like, now we're hungover waking up. And Jay, like, what is this? Like, now the shame sets in. Of like, oh, we just have parents that we love, and they're going to be sad when they find out about this. And they'll find out because we're guilty, and we'll tell them. So they let me out first. I can't finish.
How old are you at this point? 21?
19. Yeah. It was 19, yeah. The sandwich was so bad, and I was so hungover, but I didn't want to, like, throw it on the ground because I'm like, I don't want to get busted for littering. Like, I tucked it in a bush. I had my bag with all my stuff in it, with my shoelaces and my belt. I get back to campus, and then I'm in line in the cafeteria, and they've got, like, the Taco Bell and stuff in the cafeteria line in the campus. And so I'm starting to kind of feel cool, like I got my Chicago Police Department bag. I'm like, ask me what happened, bibs. Huh? Bad boy's back. Bad Boys Back from Wild Nights. Wild Night. Ask him about it. And so I'm in line at Taco Bell, and, the dude working at the Taco Bell sees my bag, and I didn't know that there was a sexual assault on the campus the night before. So I'm walking around with Chicago Police Department bag, like, and so I'm just trying to get my chalupas or whatever all hung over, and this dude making him just goes, oh, you're the dude that raped that chick. And I was like,
oh, my.
No. And then everybody looks at me like, no. And I just run. Now I got a bag of Taco Bell, bag of shoelaces, and I just lock myself in my dorm room. Yeah. Like, every effort towards being cool just backfired so bad, which just backfired so much in my life. I felt horrible. We went over to the girl's house. I think we brought him flowers. I think we're like, please don't press charges. We went to court. They never showed up, so the charges got dropped.
Oh my God, that is all.
Yeah. And then I was I dropped out of that. Not long after that, I dropped out of college.
Dude, I'll be out of there that day.
I forgot there was homework to do.
Good.
My buddy was going to Columbia College in Chicago, which would eventually be my third and final college that I went to. But he was taking an art class. And he's like, we got to do sculpture. He's like, hey, man, what if I made a sculpture of your dick? Oh, I got nothing to brag about, and cold plaster isn't going to make it prettier. But I was like, yeah, it'd be kind of hilarious. But didn't realize I just had to go to the school to do it, and I'm just like in a studio.
Wait, like, it's not just you and your buddy?
No, I'm just like at his class, and like, yeah, we'll just go.
I thought you guys were doing this in like his apartment.
No, he's
or
like, we'll
something.
Just go to the supply closet. He's got like a little box made with plaster in it, and it was so cold. And it so,
Are you trying to get hard, or are you just putting it in?
No,
like,
I'm like,
you weren't trying to go for it.
No, because
I think I want to be remembered happy. You know what I mean? Not
no,
just,
because I would. What if you had your best effort and people made fun of it?
No matter what your best effort is, someone is going. You don't think someone's going to shit on this show?
Listen, I will lean.
I'm telling you.
I will lean towards, like, given how these things have worked out when I've tried to be cool or look good or macho.
Fair enough.
I've learned my lesson. Just lean into ridiculous.
Good point.
Like, this shit happened to me. Yesterday, last night, just personal maintenance, beat off, and then got the email that says, oh, we have access to your webcam, give us Bitcoin, which is a spam, but I got it, like, right after. Like, the timing was impeccable, and after I just had a week. I already had cops pull me out of my sister's house with their guns out last Sunday.
What?
I had to dig my van out of the desert. I told you, I'd just talk about this week. I don't have to. We don't have to talk about my childhood. I'll tell you about what happened in the last 7 days.
Let's take a quick break and tell you about our first sponsor, Stamps.com. The summer is showing welcoming signs of a more normal life ahead, and finally, you can get back to enjoying life's little pleasures like smiling at your neighbor or seeing a movie and going to the post office. All right, some parts of normal life aren't so great, but with Stamps.com, you can skip trips to the post office and save on postage. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere. Right from your computer. You can send letters, you can ship packages and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS and UPS. Shout out to UPS, Baltimore Hub, Primary One, Joe Avenue. Stamps.com saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every year. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving nearly 1 million small business owners like you time and money. And they offer deals you can't get anywhere else, like up to 40% off of USPS and up to 66% off of UPS shipping rates. And with their switch and save feature, you can quickly compare carriers to find the best rates every time. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with my promo code Honeydew, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial and free postage and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. So just go to stamps.com. You click on the mic at the top of the homepage and type in Honeydew. That's stamps.com, promo code Honeydew. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Our next sponsor is Freshly. Are you stressed? Are you tired? Or do you just don't feel like cooking? Food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work of prepping, cooking, and cleaning. Freshly offers chef-made, nutrient-packed, delicious meals delivered fresh to your door. There's no cooking required. Grocery shopping and cooking can be a pain, especially right now. And with Freshly, you don't have to. Your meals arrive cooked, and they're fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. You visit Freshly.com. You can choose from over 30 delicious, satisfying, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl, which I really like. Freshly can fit your lifestyle with a variety of plans and meals to pick from that work for your dietary needs, preferences, taste, and family size. And now, my listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 a meal. All right, that's cheaper than fast food, and this is so much healthier for you. I love having it in the fridge at home. When I come home late from a show or a long day or something, I don't stop and grab fast food. I hit my Freshlys up, all right? So stop searching the internet for healthy food near me every night and start living life Freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. With new meals added each week, Freshly brings the convenience of chef-made, nutritionist-designed classics right to your kitchen. That's Freshly.com/honeydew for $40 off your first two orders. Right now, Freshly's offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/honeydew. You got to try it out. Stop stressing about dinner. Go to Freshly.com/honeydew for $40 off your first two orders. Now, let's get back to the dew.
Let's get back to your dick and plaster in front of a class right now. Can we jump back to that?
Okay, so it's in there. I'm like, this is going to be silly. And my buddy's real funny, too, because I mean, what's your plan? He's like, because he's taking these art classes. But again, we're all in college because we think we have to be, but nobody's taking it seriously. So he's like, oh, I'm going to draw a face on the head and put a little Superman cape on it. And I'm like, all right, that's hilarious. So he gets it, and they're trying to break the plaster off from around, like, where the mold is poured in. And even the teacher's like, where is it? I'm like, all right, I don't need that. I'm giving myself to art. I'm being brave.
The teacher was fine with this. It wasn't like a surprise.
It's an art school that you did not need a high school diploma to get into. So their bar was real low.
Okay.
And so he did it. And it was like in a little cabinet there. It was just like little sad balls and a little tiny peen. But the cape, the Superman cape that he put on, it was funny. But then we were at some other party by UIC one night. He's like, I brought this back. I'm like, I don't want it. And I threw it through a window. So that's in an empty lot. Yeah, that's in an empty lot off Loomis somewhere if they haven't put condos over
it. There's some construction worker out there.
Some archaeologist in 500 years analyzing the roots of gentrification is going to find that in the West Loop.
Oh, my God. All right, you said quite a few things. We got
Sorry, man, pulled
out of your sister's house. We have let's go back. All right, we're going chronologically here. Your dick's literally in the dirt now.
Yeah,
let's talk about.
It is.
Let's talk about this virginity story. How do you not date at all?
Yeah, like I want to give you fresh stories.
Yeah, please.
I never had girlfriends. I never.
So you didn't even have a girlfriend before you lost your virginity?
No.
Okay.
I think I had date. The idea of like trying to meet a girl stressed me out so much.
Plus, it would have had to have been outside your circle, too.
Had to have been outside the circle because nobody wanted to jeopardize friendships or make things work. At least I did not. And anytime I went out, I had more fun. I didn't have the kind of group of friends that was like, yeah, we're going to go out and meet chicks. Like, no, we're going to go out to have the best time. Like, I had so much fun. And also, I thought I was preserving that fun by not trying to date it. I looked at it like a career or something. Like, you do this later. Like, I wasn't. And part of me, I just felt like a loser, too, because I'm like, I live at home. Like, I don't have much to offer, you know. I remember, like, you know, you meet girls out. Like, let's go back to your place. Like, we can't really do that because it's 25 miles away. And my mom's still up. She gets home from bingo and hangs out for a while.
The basement's hers tonight.
Yeah, hangs out watching HGTV for a while. That shit's on right now on three different TVs on the same channel in my house. I go back home, and it's like being in a stadium when they make an announcement because everything's on like a half-second delay. Yeah. But it's the same thing on every TV. It's like, why can't you appreciate silence? What's wrong with you people? Sit, enjoy. You live in the suburbs. There's birds and shit. Enjoy that. Anyway, so at this point in my super cool, what at the time I thought was cool jobs in a like a working class, I really thought I was like this Mike Ness, Bruce Springsteen hybrid, blue collar punk rock. And I was just a fucking loser. I delivered pizzas and worked at a gas station. But because I rolled the sleeves up on my gas station uniform, I was like, I'm a bad boy. I didn't even work. I didn't even fix the cars. I was a cashier. So
not even doing the man.
No, I was a fucking cashier. My hands were clean. I did have to watch.
The only guy at the gas station with clean hands.
Yeah, I had to clean the toilets. I did have to clean the toilets. That was my job, was cleaning gas station bathrooms. Yeah. And so I was in there, and this gal came in and just real tall. Like, I'm 5'8". I'm not big, but I'd probably 6 feet plus. And a lanky gal. And it was night shift. She's like, you know any shoe stores open? It was like 9:30 at night. I'm like, the fuck is shoes at 9:30 at night? And I let her use I'm like looking through the phone book for her. She didn't tell me why she needed shoes. And I let her use the phone because it's like pre or just right around where not everybody had a cell phone kind of days. Because, yeah, this had to be like 97 or so, late 90s. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't need shoes. I don't know, shoe store or something. She's like, all right, well, thanks for your help. She's like, I work down at All Stars, which is a strip club down the street. She's like, come in, I'll give you a free dance. I'm like, oh, well, all right.
Hey. Sleeves are working, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, sleeves are working. Of course. Naturally. Oh, bad boy rides again.
Gas station bad boy.
Once again. I still had not learned a lesson about leaning into this shit. And also being horny virgins, horny old virgins. I would say that's an old virgin. Is
21.
Yeah, I was.
It's up there.
Yeah, that's an old virgin. I call my other buddy who's an old virgin. I'm like, man, you're not going to believe what happened. We go to the strip club, I can get a free dance. Like, that's the limit I thought this night was going to go.
And had you ever at that time been to a strip
club? Oh, yeah. We were going to strip clubs. Right. The one we were going to, we had already been to, and they were fun because we used to like play like joke songs and they would dance to them for us. Because we'd go on a Tuesday and they're bored and we'd spend what little money we had. And like, we were fun too. That's the thing. We weren't creeps. Right. As much as we wanted to see naked ladies, we also wanted like fun was the priority.
Yeah.
Sort of like, you know, well, will you dance to Pac-Man Fever? And I'm like, yeah, we'll dance to Pac-Man Fever. And we're like, your shit. And, you know, like, we're going to have fun. Yeah. We are fun people. So my buddy and I went, and I remember, God damn, the efforts to be cool. First off,
let me ask you this real quick. How long between the offer and you guys going, like, that night?
Well, I think I was off of work at 10.
And you went that night?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like, I'm not letting this thing dry up. Okay. I'm not letting this offer dry up. This coupon shall not expire. So we go, and our routine's like, all right, beers are already going to be expensive, so we're going to drink in the car. And you know how real rock and rollers, real hardcore rock and rollers always like to split a half pint of Captain Morgan spiced rum? Because that's the most rock and roll drink we could stomach at the time.
Ugh.
So we're like, oh, man, like you think like whiskey or something. No, spiced rum. Spiced rum in somebody's mom's Jetta. So we're sitting out there doing that. And I remember distinctly my buddy laughing at me because we were listening to the Misfits. And I didn't know. I was singing along to the song Skulls, but I didn't know the lyric was Skulls. And I thought he was singing I Want Your Touch. So I was like, I want your touch. I need your touch.
And I think Bronger did that song at the goddamn comedy jam.
Did he do
it? It was Bronger, me, Larson, and Bill Burr. It's the first live one of that version. I think he did that song.
He did Skulls?
He did, yeah.
He's got a good voice.
Yeah.
He's deceptively a good singer.
Yeah, he was good.
And he shimmies, too.
Yeah.
And he shakes.
He was up there fucking giving it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm singing this song. This is the same dude who made the like, Dick Superman. That
got
I went
it.
With.
Got it. Got it.
You know, we're kind of brothers in arms at this point.
yeah, you are.
And he's like, what are you singing? I'm like, I want your touch. He's like, it's Skull. It's the Misfits. The fuck does he want to touch? And I'm like, I thought it was like a devil touch. It'd be like a devil touch. Yeah, it'd be like a demonic tug. You touch somebody, they turn into a zombie or something. But I remember that moment. I remember going inside and then the gal being like, oh, you're here. And these details, I have told this, I wrote this story when I did get to my third college and was taking creative writing. And I was like, well, let's put this story out there. And they're like, this is a good story. I'm like, I wish it wasn't. her stage name was Crystal, which was ironic because she was not fragile in the least. She danced she danced to this song. Do you know the band Jackal?
I do remember Jackal. Didn't they have like a chainsaw in one of their songs?
The Lumberjack. There's a song called The Lumberjack.
I'm right here with you, Canane.
Where instead of a guitar solo, it's a chainsaw.
I'm right here with you, bro.
I'm a lumberjack now, baby! That's what she danced to.
So this is definitely a white girl, I'm assuming.
White girl, but with lip liner. Remember the lip liner?
Yeah, of course.
Remember the Puerto Rican trend that everybody did for a while? That, and it didn't look good. And she did that. She had a lot of dragon tattoos. Just randomly, like she kept going back trying to get a better one or something.
How old would you say? What would you say she was?
I didn't have a good gauge. I bet she was
late 20s,
mid late 20s. Yeah. But she's like, oh, you showed up. I'm like, hey.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And did took me in the back room for the private dance. And I know the rules. I know, no touching.
Yeah, sit on them.
No
sit
touching. On your hands. I'm not touching nothing. And she's grabbing my hands. I'm like, but there's no. I'm like moving them. I'm like, these guys will beat me up.
Yeah. I've been in that situation where a girl put my hands on her and they came back and I was like, bro. And she had to say, no, I did this. And I was like, mm-mm. Their necks are like this. I'm like, I'm not. And your titties are not worth my ass getting beat.
And it's not like it's an above board business where it's like, yeah, but we want to beat them up anyway.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, right.
But weird enough, the one security guard at this place we would go to would come by because, again, we were fun. And the bass player who I got arrested with before, we were all there one time, and the security guard would just come up behind us and go, kids, kids, gonorrhea, kids, and just point to all this shit. Like, come on, man, what are you doing?
Ruining it for you.
He was being silly. And then the bass player who I got arrested, him and the security guard just went and saw Titanic together one day.
What? The two dudes?
And I,
that what place is this? Man?
I understand that these details make it sound unbelievable, but that I'm a better storyteller than that. If I wanted to add to the story to make it spicier, I would say
that rum.
Oh, then yeah. I'll Captain Morgan's the shit the right way. I can tell a story. That's why it's a fun detail because it makes no sense.
Yeah,
it was all hanging out. We should be buddies. Yeah, we did hang out. They got along. What'd you guys do? We went and saw Titanic. The fuck? Hey, man, live your life. So anyway, this girl goes, you're going to come with me tonight.
And she tells you.
Yeah. Well, and that's I told you. The only way I'm going to lose my virginity is a woman saying,
what you said,
I'm going to do this to you.
Like, you got
to
be invited in a vampire.
So there's no question that this is in her ballpark. I am not pressuring anybody. I am not making someone else make. I'll make the mistake. I am here to be the journalist of bad choices. Like, that was where the comedy was starting, even before as a stand-up was like, all right, I'll go out there and report back.
Yeah.
I'll be the embedded journalist.
Thank you. I can't tell you how many times I've said yes for the story.
Yeah.
For the story.
I can't do it anymore. I've done it enough. You see comics that are like 50 and still like, we got to say yes. Like, no, you don't.
No, you don't, dog.
Bro. You got a family. Yeah. You let the young kids get their chops. But so I told my buddy, I'm like, she just said she can't take me from here because, like, you know, obviously what she does for a living. But she's going to pick me up at a gas station over at Grand and Mannheim. So you got to drop me off there. I was like, oh, boy. So they close down. I go – my buddy takes me over to the gas station. I wait there. She drives up, black and red Camaro.
I was going to ask.
Kind of nice.
Camaro, bro. That is
– late 80s style, too. Not that rounded
like glass
one.
T-tops?
Yeah, I don't think it was T-tops. Honestly, the details started to get real hazy because now it was like, oh, I'm – now I know what's going to happen. And I get in the car with her and I'm.
So you're the person who's about to take your virginity pulled up. Pick you up in a Camaro.
This serpent.
To drive you
this
away.
This serpent came in a black and red Camaro. Get in, loser. We're taking your virginity. And I get in and I'm like quiet because I'm like, oh, this is it. It's happening. It's going to happen. We're driving, and I finally just have to admit, like, I didn't know how to – I'm like, I'm a virgin. And she just goes, not for long. And I was like
– I love this, Chris. I love Chris.
And then at that point, I was like – because you think you're looking to be the sexual bad boy. And you're like, I'm not. I just wanted to be nice. I want it the other way. I wanted this to be a mistake when I'm a junior with a girl's a virgin, and we're both awkward. I want that. Why didn't I do that
you were
when
right
I was 16?
From the bench to the pros,
fucking
bro.
Fucking 21, drunk on spiced rum, and I'm about to get fucking wrecked. That's what's about to happen. So we get out to Joliet. She's like, we can't go to my house.
How long of a drive are you guys?
Forever, yeah. As far as I was concerned. You figure, where was that? It was like Grand and Mannheim. Figure O'Hare out to Joliet. So.
Do you have condoms?
45 minutes.
Are you.
Shit. She was ready. She's prepared.
Is there any part of you, though, that's like, yes, finally? Like, is there any part of you that's. Obviously, you're still going.
There was a little bit. But as soon as when I was like, I'm a virgin, and I was kind of hoping for, oh, well. Hey, let's make this a nice
hand
thing.
Rub on the knee, or like, I got you.
She thought like, oh, well, I think she was also like, well, let's give you the story of a lifetime. I didn't want that story. That's not the story. I wanted little
the story. I wanted.
I'm a little sweet Kyle. Sweet Kyle. I gotta go back to my mom and dad's after this. So
he's gone home.
I gotta go back. We go out there. She's like, we can't go to my house because my neighbors know what I do for a living. I'm like, oh, all right.
What the fuck does that mean? If they know, why the fuck can't you go?
It means she did this last night with somebody else. That means she's
or
probably,
the neighbors her
she's,
boyfriend. You
she's
know?
Probably just a hooker, but had to like pay yeah. like the fucking light bill was a little bit more than she thought this month and picked up a shift at All Stars. So we go to Days Inn in Joliet.
And she pays?
Yeah.
This girl paid?
She goes in. She's like, I'll go handle this because they know what I do for a living. She said it twice. Twice she said they know what I do for a living. At your neighbors and the people at the Days Inn?
The Days Inn.
I want to know what you do for a living. Go to a Days Inn and it's just we're hanging out.
But you don't pay. This girl also paid to take your virginity.
Yeah. I'm a John.
This is a great story.
I'm the.
But it's also your first ever.
But I'm not the John. Then I'm the hooker. I got paid. I was paid for.
Yes, you were bought. You were bought, bro. that woman paid to fuck you.
What horrible
Days in got your money?
What
though.
Horrible quality control on her part?
This is your freebie. You got a punch card.
You could have gotten so much more for your money, Crystal. If you're watching, Crystal. I'll Venmo you.
It was the sleeves, bro. Those rolled up sleeves got her.
Man, I probably went through at least three quarters of a pack of her Newport 100s out of nerves.
Did you roll your cigarettes up in the sleeve?
Yeah, I didn't. I ran out. I was smoking hers. Noopy 100s.
All right, so she gets you inside.
Long menthols.
You're talking. Is she smoking weed or just cigarettes?
Nothing. I was just sober at that point. Sober.
So what happens?
Sober and knowing I'm about to do a thing, a mistake that's not going to be as cool as I think. Disrobe and all right, time for sex. And it's like, I'm trying to like, I'm not really attracted to her. Like, I was attracted to the idea of what was going to happen, but then, you know, days in lighting, not the sexiest, no scarves over a lamp. And so kind of like, and she's, you know, she's defilating me. And I'm like, at that point, I'm like, well, I got to say something dirty. I'll say something dirty to her. And I said, he's sucking my balls. Like, maybe that's a thing.
It's a thing, yeah.
And she was like, oh, finally, you're participating.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
And just
she's like, there he is.
It's like the when like you see the golden retriever with the three tennis balls, it just went pow! Just getting all the corn off the cob right away. And simultaneously, like I told you,
yeah, she's not a veteran. She's a veteran.
The longest talent.
Yeah. Right up your
way. Just this means fuck you, and it physically
she shoved you.
The symbolism became the realism. The symbolism went to realism.
The first time you had sex, she shoved the finger up your ass. You did go pro right away, bro. I had the sex you wanted to have.
I went from
when I lost my virginity.
I wanted that. I went from strip mall taekwondo to MMA in 30
strip
seconds.
Club MMA.
Yeah, just fucking like.
Holy shit.
How many knuckles deep are you trying to go? Is there a wrist in there at this point? And I just.
But did you love it?
No,
you didn't. Okay.
Now, give it a shot.
Exactly. Crystal might have just warmed you up for everybody. But.
I remember, this is where, like, when the details, I remember I put my hand on her forehead and pushed her away. And I remember I said, that's enough of that.
What a hell of a thing.
Because I didn't know how to get out of it. Because she showed no signs of stopping, and it was uncomfortable.
That's enough.
Because I didn't want to ruin the mood.
That's the best. That's enough. Please stop.
No, because I didn't want to sound like it was bad.
But just take it out with your...
I wanted to sound like we're moving on to something else.
God, it's so proper.
And then we kind of had sex. And
that might be the greatest line I've ever heard.
I never came. She's like, did you come? I was like, sure. God. Like, there's no way I did. Then she slept. She ground her teeth. I watched the sunrise... In a January Joliet sunrise from a Days End room, chain smoking Newport 100s
next to a stripper grinding her teeth.
I had never slept next
with
to
a sore
I never I never slept next to a woman, and so I didn't even know what grinding teeth sounded like, and I thought like something was wrong with the bed because it was like
she was getting at him that hard.
And I was like, what have I done? You get one chance. And I was like, well, you got to tell it.
That's a great
you got
one,
into
though,
it.
Man.
You didn't do this for yourself.
That's a great one. A prostitute.
Crystal, I owe you for
Crystal,
the story.
Here's to you, Crystal.
I owe you for the story.
A prostitute paid to have sex with you. God bless. God bless.
I didn't even look at it that way. Oh, fuck. I'm sweating now. I'm sweating just thinking about it now.
Oh, man. Okay. Does Crystal drive you home?
Crystal.
You still
got to
spend the morning.
My,
yeah. How's that ride?
Where was my car was. I think my car was at my friend's house or something. I wasn't back to my folks' house. But my mom was also like, call every night. Even if you're not coming home, just call and let me know. So all you got to do is call. And it's like I understand that reasoning, but like it's like, oh, so she knows you're safe, but also it's a bit of a control thing. Like, no matter where you are, I'm going to know where you're at. It's like, I'm an adult, but I'm also an adult that lives under your roof, not paying bills. So I can't really sit here and be like, I'm an adult, because they'd be like, fine, pay for your own shit. And I'd be like, your little boy's hungry. What's in the fridge? So I remember just like getting in my car, like fucking hickeys and shit. And I'm just like, ah, cold out today. Brr. When'd you start with scarves? Like, shut the fuck up, man. And I told
you. Please tell me when Crystal dropped you off, she peeled out.
I wish.
Please tell me.
I wish. No, but she came back in the next night I was working at the gas station.
She did.
To like just hang out.
All right.
But like.
She likes
like being,
you,
yeah, but being like, I feel bad, but like being real trashy about it. Like, like my wallet was on the counter. She just dropped it in her pants. Like, ew.
I like Crystal, man.
I'd like Crystal now. Yeah. Maybe.
You weren't ready for Crystal. Yeah. Out of the gate, Crystal's not what you need.
I don't think I
That's bodacious, the bull out
I
of the
should,
gate.
I
you
should
know what
say,
I mean?
I don't think I'm still not ready
I'm
for
not
Crystal.
Ready for Crystal.
And I think, Crystal, you know what? I think that morally, I think who I am now, I think I'm glad that maybe I'm not a person who was ever ready for Crystal. Let's put it that way. I think that maybe as much as I wanted to be bad boy, cool rock and roll dude, I was just raised too correctly to really embrace that stuff.
Let's take a quick break and tell you about our next sponsor, Manscaped. Support for the Honeydew and My Balls is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer. It's the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code HONEYDEW at manscaped.com. Imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, and optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. All right, Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and incredibly comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. I now feel confident shaving my boys. This upgraded trimmer includes a multifunction on off switch that can engage a travel lock. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Men, if you've been shaving with the same nut trimmer on your face, you've been doing it wrong, man. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth. It's time to get your own ball hair and body trimmer with Manscaped to make me time the best time and enhance your confidence with some nice smooth boys. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HONEYDEW at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code HONEYDEW, unlock your confidence, and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Our next sponsor is Purple. Doesn't it seem like the world's against us from getting a good night's sleep this time of year? I don't know about you, but I got construction out back. We got all kinds of garbage going on right now. So when you need to have a good night's sleep, you got to get a Purple mattress. You can sleep cool and comfortable no matter what the world throws at you. That's because only Purple mattresses have the grid. Its unique ventilated design allows air to flow through to help you sleep cool, even when it feels like 1,000 degrees out. And the grid is amazingly supportive for your back and legs while cushioning your shoulders, neck, and hips, all right? No matter how you sleep, unlike memory foam, which remembers everything, the grid bounces back as you move and shift. So you never get that I'm stuck feeling you do with memory foam, all right? Try the Purple mattress out. It's risk-free. You get free shipping and returns, and financing is available too. And I got one of the Purple pillows, and I've never had a better pillow. I'm a side sleeper, and I'm always bunching it up and everything. This Purple pillow, it lays perfectly. And the last two nights I've used it, this is true, slept like a baby. Purple is comfort reinvented. Right now, you'll get 10% off any order of $200 or more. So go to purple.com/honeydew. Use the promo code HONEYDEW. That's purple.com/honeydew. promo code Honeydew for 10% off any order of $200 or more. Purple.com/Honeydew, promo code Honeydew. Terms apply. Now, let's get back to the dew.
I had too much of a decent upbringing to, like, lean that way. The guilt would always bring me back to, like, ah.
So you never had sex with her again?
No.
And did she ever hang out with you again after that second time in the gas station? No, but wouldn't you see her at the strip club?
I do. Well, this is the thing. Like, okay, in the real talk about it, I think there probably was some trauma. Because I've never been to therapy. So I don't know.
With what you or with Crystal? Because I will say there's a lot of trauma.
No. Definitely to me. Because
from that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Well, for the longest time, I don't know, because I drink a lot, but I would never come, you know? Like, I would drink and hook up and would always couldn't finish sex for the longest time. And to the point that I did go, I went to, I had one gal I was dating out here who, like, finally got mad at me about that happening. And, like, was like, what are you, like, are you gay or something? And then realized that was a harsh thing to say. And then suggested for me to go to, like, was talking to her therapist about it. And I'm like, fine, I'll go see somebody. But I went to, like, the UCLA student therapist, which they don't know shit. They're still in college.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I didn't have insurance. I'm like, I'm not paying full price for fake problems to get fixed. So I went for like 3 weeks. I went and talked to some student who was like a woman, was an attractive woman. So that made it hard for me to kind of discuss the problem. And I just stopped going. So I never addressed it. And for the longest time, I was just accepted like, nah, you're just kind of a broken dude and whatever. Like, sex wasn't a priority before. Now it's proven that it's not a priority. I have, happy to say, since been, the ship has righted itself.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Which is a good thing. But also, like, we had gone to a strip club in the city. Had to be a few years later. Just a different strip club. Because after that night, she came back, and I never saw her again after that. And we weren't going that much anymore. That was kind of like, all right, I did the thing, and I can back off from this. But then I saw her, and I think I had, like, PTSD.
Really?
Because I saw her come out, and I got, like, scared shitless. I got, like, nervous and sweaty. And like,
did she come over to you?
I freaked out, and she's like, hey. And I'm like, oh, fuck. It's like she recognized me, and I left.
You bailed?
Like, yeah. Like, I got freaked out. And again, not the macho cool thing, but, like, yeah, I think I – so there probably was some, like, actual life results and effects, but that's not fun.
Yeah, well,
you know, that part of the story is not cool. Camaro was cool. She also said she also had a motorcycle. She I'm like, this Camaro's nice. She's like, she's like, I fix it myself. I'm like, they're rough hands, man. The fucking big
might have been oil around those lips.
Oil around big knuckles, man. Those big broken knuckles.
So
anyway, what other stories you want?
Well, let's hear about – all right. So you say you may have had trauma. So let's hear about the first time you actually had sex with a person where it was mutual, like, let's do this and look forward to it.
Oh, that
– How many years later? I'm guessing years.
Probably like a year or so.
Yeah.
That one I felt – and I felt bad about that one because that was a girl that I was dating.
Is that a girlfriend? Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of dating her. But I wasn't taking it seriously. And then one night she wanted to have sex and she was a virgin and I tried to talk her out of it.
You're like, listen, man. Let me get Crystal on the horn.
Are you sure you want to do this? Like, this isn't. It should be special. Trust me, it should be special. Let me tell you now. And we had sex.
And did you feel differently after that? Did you finally feel better? Like, okay, this is actually something that, or were you still in that?
It did, but then I felt bad knowing them. Like, oh, I don't plan on seeing this person for a long time. So then I felt bad.
Have you ever had guilt-free sex?
With strangers, you mean?
Or anyone.
Well, that, I mean, with the way things are now, I mean, I was a real whore from 2010 to 2014. Like, I was a real, like, now, I don't think I was a creep, but I was definitely not like, I was out having sex.
Yeah, you were single.
People, yeah, I was single, and maybe single. Maybe it's guilt telling me that, like,
no, look, when I'm single, I'm very single. When I'm not, I'm not.
Yeah,
but I hear you.
But it was like, I'm like, oh, we're hooking up. And then somebody's like, well, aren't we doing a thing? I'm like, no, I thought it was two adults hooking up. And I was misinterpreting someone else having feelings. So I thought that was guilt-free. And I've been in a relationship since 2014. And so obviously that's guilt-free.
Well, there you go. Therapeutic
and being with somebody who's understanding.
And it's righted itself.
Yeah. And
Crystal's
and someone,
defeated.
Yeah. And someone you could talk about your past problems and things that are a funny story, but that are kind of maybe hiding some trauma that you can work out with somebody. And not to get all schmaltzy, but the great thing about being with somebody that you love and trust is that, like, all right, here's all the shit that's wrong. And if you want to split, I understand. But if not, I want to work on all this stuff with you to create a good relationship.
Yeah, and to minimize the amount of times this bullshit rears its ugly head.
Yeah. Like, I'll just tell you why this is happening. Yes. And what past results have been, and let's get it out in the open. So
yeah, that's great. That's the spot to be.
Yeah,
that's the spot to be. All right, I want to shift gears because I know you got to get going here in a little bit, but I want to hear about getting pulled out of your sister's fucking house by the police. You just dropped that nugget in there, and that was this week, last week.
So I came down from Oregon to, like, I'm gonna come back to LA. I bought a van to put my mountain bikes in and to tour in. So
what
I got
kind of van? What do you got?
Ford Transit high roof, like,
oh,
like,
yeah, the
RV.
High roof. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna do it. I got back down to LA last Friday, and my sister's in Hollywood. Her and her gal were out of town, so I'm at their place, and everything's like fine. I'm getting my favorite pizza, whatever's hanging out. I had a show Saturday night outdoors. Got kind of ripped beers, canned Mai Tais, real shitty drinks. They will put the screws to you. So I have these canned Mai Tais, whatever, Saturday night. Feel like, yeah, back, great show, fun times. Sunday I wake up, wicked hungover. And I'm kind of just laying around handling shit. I'm trying to clean up my mess. I take the trash out the back door of their place. Now I'm laying back on the couch, just barefoot. And I like this, like, hair pushed back is one thing. But like this is how I'm looking. It's usually like up and all fucked up. And I'm aware. I know I look, you know, like I look pretty homeless. And all of a sudden I see somebody come through the gate into their little patio, and they're wearing masks. And it was weird because I thought it was my sister and her girlfriend. But I'm like, why would they be wearing masks coming to their own home? I saw them, and then the door opened a little bit. Their front door opened a little bit. I'm like, oh, maybe it's the utility landlord called, like, maintenance or something.
What time of a day
is it? Like 2:30 in the afternoon. And so I get up, and I open the door, and it's just – it's like three or four cops with guns out.
Whoa.
And just step out of the house. Like, right away, my hands went up. Like, whoop. And apparently I tripped off a silent alarm going out the back door. It was a panic. This is the thing. It was a panic alarm.
Oh,
it was the panic alarm. It was the please call the cops right now alarm. But I'm just like, I'm barefoot and looking like I just found a hot water source.
Hot water source?
So I can't come up on them about anything. And I was like, whoa, they pull me out. They're like, well, panic alarm was tripped. Everything was fine. Like, they did their jobs. I know everybody has their opinion about police right now. And I put the video online and people were like, that was aggressive. I'm like, I was there. It wasn't aggressive. And like, people are like, you're fucking friends of the cop. I'm like, nah, I got my beef with the cops too. But in this instance, everything was handled as it should. It's because you're fucking white. All right. I know that. You don't have to tell me that. I've seen what's going on. But I also look like, of all the white, yeah. I'm definitely on the suspect end of white.
You're definitely on the suspect.
I'm definitely on that end. But that
barefoot,
was
all
barefoot,
of it.
Fuck, just bleary eye, like, whoa, man. That was Sunday. As I'm standing outside in the patio and they're like realizing it's not an issue, we hear three gunshots coming from like Santa Monica and Cahuenga, and they are like, can we go check that out? Because that seems like it's more important. They leave. That night, there's three earthquakes.
Yeah.
I'm laying on the couch. Okay, yeah, laying on the couch, still thinking about how the day went down. And then fucking, you know, God's building inspector comes along. If I can go kick the tires out in Southern California. I go out to Joshua Tree because that's what you do. I got my van stuck in the desert. Spent 4 hours trying to dig it out. Before I wound up with like, you know, those like the big meth pickup trucks you get to see out at the Inland Empire?
Yes.
Like they're real tall. Like they're just trying to like hide from alimony payments kind of thing. I had to get one of those dudes to come.
He tell you?
And pull me out. Yeah. Because I called AAA and they came out like something from a Disney movie bouncing along the street. Like, oh, we can't do this. I'm like, I told you what was going on. And that's where like, we just got to call a guy. Like they just got a guy. Like we got to call Garrett. Like, all right, call fucking Garrett. That happened. That was Thursday after we kind of camped through like a windstorm for 2 days. I finally get pulled out of the desert. I come back. Some shit went down. Friday night I did a show where they had to like physically, like a heckler rush the stage.
Where the hell was that?
Out in Echo Park at this show behind a barbershop.
And somebody ran on the stage?
Yeah. And I'm trying to think like, man, all right, we're just getting back. We're just getting back to shit. But assholes have been cooped up too.
They have.
They've just been assholes not knowing.
The hecklers have been cooped up too. That's
yeah.
A good
like
point.
Imagine being an isolated asshole. Like, where do you go? You go to the comedy show first thing and you fuck up everybody's night. That was Friday. I got my Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, this is the bit. I'll do the bit. Johnson & Johnson vaccine is an appropriate name because it feels like you're getting fucked by two dicks at once. That took me out Saturday night. I was down so bad with chills. Like, I think they just gave me COVID. Like, I don't even think they gave me a vaccine.
They did.
No, I think they gave me the whole thing. Yeah. Like, I think I just got the full blast of it. That took me out Saturday and yesterday. I canceled shows Saturday and last night. And now I think the vaccine I don't want to like propagate bad information. All I know is now if I got arthritis or gout, my knee doesn't bend. And then some other bullshit happened. I don't know, man. It's been a week back in LA where I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah,
get me
man.
Get me out of this
I appreciate
town.
You fucking even making time to do this, for
and
God's
I
sake.
I forgot you're in Santa Monica, right? I've flown to China to do shows. I wouldn't come to Santa Monica to do gigs when I lived here. People are like, hey, I got a great show. I'm like, sure, man. Where is it? Like, it's at the West Side. Come on. Oh, good luck with that show. Good luck with that, man.
These traffic's not that bad these days coming here.
You got a lot. 50 minutes to drive, no, an hour and a half to look for parking. Ah, fuck. I was already late being here. And I'm like driving, and my knees hurt. And I find one spot. I get all the way out, finally get my water, my coffee. I walk all the way around to the meter. It's out of order. I'm like, oh,
that's a free one.
Suck my dick.
No, that's a free one.
Really?
Yeah. If it's out of order, you're allowed to park there.
It's not doing me any good now.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I learned that here from the police I work with. If it's out of order, you just got
really?
A free one. Yeah.
I was wondering because
I always thought it wasn't because people back in the day, they used to take coins and jam it in there and fuck it up. But now with this digital shit, not only that, these fucking meters here, once the meter runs out, you can't refill it. There's a weight sensor in it. And so I thought maybe it was a different person's car. We tried. Nope. You got to pull off that fucking thing. It's crazy.
I didn't know that. Well, I didn't even know if they're still checking stuff because we moved out in June and I was in Hollywood, we had like somebody just left their pickup truck there. Like, and but it was one of those dickhead park jobs where it was in between what could be two spaces. And finally, it was stick shift. So I broke into it and popped it in neutral and moved it myself. Cause I was like,
but yeah,
it was abandoned. Like, yeah. And they were like, oh no, we're not towing any cars. I'm like, all right, man, we got to do some street justice, I guess.
I would have drifted that up to a red curb and let them get it.
I was trying, like, I was like on a hill. I could barely like scoot it, but I was already kind of. I didn't even break anything in the car. I actually unscrewed the latch on one of the windows. I was impressed with myself because, again, I'm a good person.
Yeah, you're good, Kyle. Well, look, bad boy, I appreciate you being here, and I know we got to get you out of here. But before we do, I told you at the beginning, I'm going to ask you now, what advice, after everything we've talked about, would you give to 16-year-old bad boy Kyle?
I think I was screaming about it earlier. I think... Man, just I think some of the stories, it's weird because advice only works from wisdom. Like, you got to live to get the wisdom. So the advice is, but it's that with storytelling, like, you can turn anything into a compelling story with skill. So maybe you don't have to be the life of the party and the loudest one there and the guy who's going to do all the crazy shit, because in retrospect, when I thought I was being the life of the party, I was just an asshole. Like, I don't know if you had this time, like, man, boy, everybody thinks you're the most fun one. It's like, no, you're just yelling loud enough that you don't hear the people going, what a jagoff. Like,
that's great advice.
Maybe calm down and like appreciate what other people are doing instead of trying to outshine them. Like, it's not a competition for attention.
Okay, that's great. Look, I love what you're saying right now, because there is something to be said for the person who's present and takes it all in and is then the narrator or author of these stories later down the line, you know, and turns that bullshit into something. That's very well said.
You don't have to be the main character every story. You can observe and collect these stories and retell them, and it could be just as fun or entertaining or compelling whether or not it happened to you. And I look back at the friends, like the real artists that I was growing up with were the ones that kind of still were mentally documenting what was happening. We're around for it, but weren't trying to make the headline out of it, you know?
That's great, dude. So, well, thank you for coming on here. This was a lot of fun.
We got in there.
It was a lot of fun. We didn't even talk about time you almost quit comedy because of that chick. Was it Crystal?
No, that was a whole different girl. That was a whole different girl.
One more time, plug whatever you want, promote whatever you'd like, please. It's
just Kyle Kinane on all the platforms. I really only mess with Instagram now, and even that, not a fan of being on there.
I hear you.
I'm out there. Just look it up. I put an album out last year. I think it flopped. So check that out. It's my most proud thing I've put out in comedy, and it shit the bed. So go check that out. I think it's on Spotify. Maybe this is why it flopped, because I don't know how to promote things. I think it's on Spotify. Go listen to it 100 times so I can get a cup of coffee.
There you go. Well, as always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to you all next week.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.